James was involved with the study on organization, I traveled with the Loughboroughs and their 10-month-old daughter. I wrote in my diary of the cold and hunger we suffered and of my homesickness. On January 25th, 1859, we stayed overnight with the Hardys, an African-American family.
Mrs. Hardy, your children are so good with my little Teresa. She's cried a lot on this trip, but they keep her laughing.
They love babies.
They're well-behaved youngsters, Sister Hardy. Intelligent and interesting. They've helped make our visit pleasant.
And so have you, Sister. I can't tell you how grateful we are for this delicious meal.
You're welcome to stay as long as you like. Now, you don't have to hurry off in the morning on our account.
Thank you. It'd be lovely to rest a while after traveling for 3 weeks, but we have business back in Battle Creek, and it's 2 days' travel yet.
But I hope yet to have a better acquaintance with all of you.
Mama's home.
Mama,
you're back.
Wait till I tell Papa.
Rested but little the past night. Was so thankful and happy to meet my family again and to be in the society of my husband and children, I could not sleep.
Little Teresa Loughborough died January 1st, 1860, and we mourned with her parents, our close friends. In church matters, James continued to push for organization. Although a publishing committee had been appointed to manage the review, James was still considered responsible for office debts.
James, I don't understand this letter from Sister Thurston in Vermont. Last month, she lent $100 for the office to use without interest, but now she says she wants it back, and she's enclosed this note.
Yes. This is the promissory note I signed. You'll notice, I did not sign my name. I wrote Advent Review and Sabbath Herald Office.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, our sister doesn't consider this sufficient security.
I can see that. The office isn't a legal entity, but...
I refuse to be responsible for office debts. Why, the property's not even insured. If there should be a fire, it would be a total loss. I could never cover it.
I understand your position. This whole thing points up our need for organization. The church needs to take over legal ownership of the review office.
And to do that, we need to incorporate. That means choosing a name.
A lot of brethren still don't want that.
We must take some action. I'm going to write an editorial before Ellen and I make our Eastern tour. I'll ask those who object to our suggestions to write out their own plans. Oh, no. Ellen, have you read what Brother Cottrell wrote in the review?
I could hardly have read it since you snatched it the moment it arrived. Perhaps I should have that new Pony Express deliver a copy just for me.
Wrong direction. The Pony Express goes west. Shall I read it?
Please do.
For myself, I think it would be wrong to make us a name, since that lies at the foundation of Babylon. I do not think God would approve of it.
Oh, James. He's so influential, he'll lead others to oppose organization, too.
The debate raged for 6 months. On September 20th, 1860, shortly before meetings began to consider some kind of organization, a fourth son joined our family. Perhaps we expected a girl, because the baby wasn't named for nearly 3 months. The brethren assembled in Battle Creek on September 29th with Joseph Bates as chairman.
We are here to consider organizing for the purpose of owning property. Brother White will state the case.
I have been left as sole owner of the church property. Just think of the inheritance laws. Were I to die, Henry would inherit. What if he apostatized before he turned 21? He could sell the press.
Oh, that's true.
I never thought of that.
It makes sense.
I think it's wrong to organize to hold property by law. I want no part in creating Babylon.
The fact is, brethren, the church's rights and its property can be secured only by incorporating under the laws of the state. Now, this is no more a union of Christ with Caesar than when a church member registers the deed to his property under the laws of the state.
If your farms, brethren, were in such a situation, you would take some action, wouldn't you? Brethren, it's taken us 3 days of meetings, but it looks like we've finally reached agreement on a proposed resolution. We recommend to the conference the organization of a publishing association that may legally hold the review office. Shall we adopt this resolution?
Aye! This is just what I've been pleading for the last 6 months.
We'll meet tomorrow at sunrise to adopt a constitution to implement this resolution.
The constitution settled details of organization and staffing, but there was one more item of business.
I now move that we adopt a name, as we must have a name if we're going to organize so as to hold property legally.
Thank you, Brother Brackett. Yes, Brother Poole.
Well, I'm afraid a general name will hurt us as a people.
I don't like the idea of a sectarian name, but I see we need a uniform term to identify us.
Very often I meet with friends who ask me what the name of our people is, and it is quite an embarrassment not to be able to give any.
I believe God has framed and devised this building and declared it to be the Church of God. If God has named us, does it not denote a lack of modesty to try to slip out and take another name?
Many diverse denominations already have that name, the Church of God.
You wish the floor, Brother Hewitt?
Yes, I move we adopt the name Seventh-day Adventist. Because it describes our beliefs.
Good idea.
I like it.
Why didn't we think of that before?
What's your pleasure, brethren? Shall we adopt the name Seventh-day Adventist?
Aye!
October 9th, 1860, James left Battle Creek for Iowa and Wisconsin. My recovery from childbirth was slow, and I was unable to accompany him. We kept in touch through letters.
I think I shall stay in bed in the parlor another week, for I am yet a cripple. I miss your little visits to my room, but the thought you are doing the will of God helps me to bear the loss of your company.
I am well. The coat is good this cold morning. Tell dear Henry, Eddie, and Willie that I love them and pray for them.
My health is improving. The little nameless one is fat and rugged and very quiet. Has not had a cold yet. Write me often. I am anxious to hear from you.
I have still a long journey, 5 weeks yet. I begin to want to see you very much. Be careful of your health. Do not want for anything money will buy. Yours in love, James.
Dear husband, the time of your absence is nearly ended. We shall all be rejoiced to see you home again.
In November 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president. James continued to labor in Wisconsin. In mid-November, I took the children to the country to visit friends. perhaps it was here that the baby picked up the deadly germs.
I fear that all is not well at home. I have had some impressions as to the babe.
November 21st. Dear husband, Monday night our child was taken sick in the night, and all day yesterday was very sick, dangerous.
James hurried home, and for more than 3 weeks we watched our baby weaken. We gave him the name John Herbert sometime before December 14th, when he breathed his last. Grief-stricken, I fainted at the funeral. Beginning with the death of Teresa Loughborough and ending with the death of Herbert, 1860 had proved to be a year of little joy.